Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day.
And now back to
The Rich Eisen Show.
Now.
Welcome back. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show.
He can't quit us. And we can't quit you either.
Earlier on the show, ESPN senior writer Kevin Van Valkenburg. Still to come. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. Steelers running back Najee Harris. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Can confirm it is me back here in the Rich Eisen Show chair after a couple of weeks of walkabout and three of my friends back in studio. We're all of us together. Chris Brockman and Mike Del Tufo.
Hey,
good to see you.
Rich.
Top
up,
of hour man? Number two of this show. TJ Jefferson.
What up, though?
Good to see you, sir.
It's good to be seen.
I bet.
Yeah. Better than the alternative.
Now, did you think I'd come back fat?
No.
Let's just talk about. There's the Open Championship victory and baseball's break here in Los Angeles. All-Star game tomorrow night. Home Run Derby tonight. A couple of NFL training camps opening today. Rookies for the Bills and for the Raiders. Lots to talk about. But the burning question that I have for you is, did you guys think I'd come back from my vacation fat? Because I've lost weight. I don't know if you've noticed. Did you notice?
No,
what's the matter with you people?
It's been so long since I've seen you. I kind of forgot what you
were
like.
Oh, come on. That's just ridiculous.
No.
Fred Warner, the 49ers, about to call him, by the way.
The thing is like eating the food over there, which we noticed that you ate a lot of food.
In Italy, yeah.
Right. Yes. It's also healthy and clean because it's all fresh.
It is that. And you don't snack during the day. The only thing you think about for food when you're over in Italy is when you're having breakfast, what's for lunch?
Right.
And when you're having lunch, what's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
And then when you're having dinner, where are we eating tomorrow? That's basically the way it goes.
Dessert? I'm sure you had a...
Oh, well, there's Dolce. There's Dolce.
Yeah.
I don't have the Gabbana. I had the Dolce. The tiramisu is spectacular. I mean, wherever you go. But I just want to make sure. Honestly,
I did not think you were going to be fat, no. I thought you just kind of... You always kind of look the same.
Okay. Is that a compliment?
That's a compliment.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show, and joining us back here on the program, I don't know if you saw this. There was a USA Today to write up top 10 linebackers in the National Football
League. We were doing lists last week, too.
He was rated one.
Ooh.
Rated number one, right there in the middle of the San Francisco 49ers defense, getting set to get back out there after coming up just so short of the Super Bowl last year. What a remarkable run the Niners had last year. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is the terrific Fred Warner. How are you doing, Fred?
Man, I'm doing outstanding, Rich. I appreciate you having me on.
Did you see that you were named the top linebacker in the NFL by USA Today? Did you see that one? I saw that one.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I know this time of year they love to come out with lists like that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Fred, I don't know how you are. We're bored. We can't wait for football to get back.
Right. I mean, right.
How are you feeling right now? I mean, you're getting ready. The grind is about to hit, correct? San Francisco, you report to training camp on the 26th of July, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah, I'm itching, man. And, you know, like you said, like we're all ready. We're all ready to get this show on the road and get back to playing football again. The greatest sport, you know, in the world. And so just excited to get going again and get back to work.
And so let's get into the getting into work, Fred Warner. I'm sure you've heard the narrative. If not, I'll just repeat it. Trey Lance is not ready, some people believe, to take this team to where it needs to go, to where Jimmy Garoppolo has taken it, to where Jimmy Garoppolo could still take it. But the Niners are going to turn to him, and he's not potentially ready for it. What can you tell me on that front, Fred Warner?
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken about Trey, you know, a lot. You know, and I know this offseason has been, that's kind of been the, like you mentioned, the narrative of everybody asking, oh, is Trey ready? And is Trey going to be the guy, and all these other questions. And I've continued to say, man, just how much I've admired the way Trey has taken on, you know, just all the criticism, all the, I guess you could say, like, the pressure that people are trying to put on him. You know, he's been super professional about it, especially with how young he is, very mature for his age. And so just the things that you see from him in the small things that everybody else outside of the building sees from him, I mean, that should give you a good sense of, like, the maturity for such a young player. And, you know, if given the reins, like, what the way that he would handle it, you know. And so I can continue to sit here and tell you how, you know, how great of a person and player that he is. You know, I've already spoken on that, but, you know, whatever it may be, I know that he is for sure, if given the reins, that he's ready for it. He's very professional and mature and ready for whatever he's given.
Well, again, I don't want you to tell any tales out of school, unless, of course, you want to. But has he not been given the reins? Is it not apparent to everybody there that he is going to be your week one starter in Chicago right now, Fred?
You know, yeah, I mean, Kyle's the, you know, the brains of the operation. I let him handle all that kind of stuff. You know, my job as, you know, the middle linebacker for our defense is to make sure that I'm ready to go, you know, and at the top of my game for this side of the ball, and let them handle out that side. And, you know, I know it's a big operation to operate as a team. And, you know, and so I'm just making sure I'm doing my part in the puzzle.
And so the little things that you mentioned moments ago, can you give me an example of a little thing that Lance has done and you're like, okay, that's a QB in the NFL that I know of? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, just doing the little things right, you know, working hard, keeping his head down, staying humble, not letting the outside criticism get to him. I haven't seen him mention it one time, you know, and the times I've seen him on, you know, having to approach the media and the way that he goes about that and letting them know that that's not something that he's worried about. He's worried about the opinion of his coaches and teammates, you know, and just doing the little things right. I think that's what ultimately is going to allow him to be successful in this league.
And, you know, just so you're aware, Fred Warner, you know, I have been sitting from this chair from which I'm talking to you right now, that this is his team, that he's ready for it, that he's got an immense upside, and that's why the Niners went and traded for him. And, of course, to trade all those picks, of course, you're going to just have to go with him. And whatever ups and downs there may be, you just hope that there's more ups and you could scheme for more ups. And he's got an incredible upside and you go along with it. So I just wanted to get that out there before I ask you one more question about him on this front involving Lance here, is that, you know, he has an immense ability and a chance to rest this team. Do you think there is enough on this team, even from your side of the ball, to follow? Should he be that guy leading, Fred Warner?
You said in terms of, you know, what surround, like what is our team look like going into the season? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, just like, you know, it's his team. Let's just say, like, you show up and let me get this right. The SAP Performance Facility in Santa Clara. And it's just like, this is it. Because he said to me at the Super Bowl when we were talking that, sure, part of the reason why people talk about him this way is he hasn't gotten much of a chance. He just needs the reps. And it looks like he's getting the reps. And so my question is that if you show up there and the coach says, this is our guy, he's got the juice in the locker room to basically have everyone follow, is what I'm asking.
For sure. No, I mean, he's fit in with the group from since day one. You know, I think he's come in like with the right mindset, the humility. You know, he's the front office has continued to bring guys in that love the game, they love football, they're good people. You know, and Trey's continue to work hard, and that's how you build respect amongst your teammates and your peers. You know, is by putting in the work day in and day out, and guys seeing that. You know, and seeing that confidence build within him going into his second year, you know, being out there during OTA workouts and practices and, you know, continuing to do that in training camp like I know he will. So he for sure has the respect amongst his teammates.
Got Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers here on the Rich Eisen Show. So the defense and how how it's looking going into the season. What can you preview for me based on what we saw last year and your ability to take a step forward this year, Fred? What can you give me on that front?
The expectation is to be the best always, to be the number one defense. You know, last season I feel like we had a really good year. I don't know where we finished in the rankings, right, for overall defense, but I know we were at the tops, and I know that given what we did last year and who we're bringing back and the fire that we're bringing back and, you know, in our bellies, knowing that we want to be the best, I know we're only going to get better. You know, and you're either getting better or you're getting worse, and so I think we're choosing the better of the two, and it starts in training camp. Well, it's already started. You know, it starts in the beginning of the off season and putting in that work, like I know we did in OTAs, and then continuing to do that in training camp. And so I'm really excited to see his work.
How good is D'Amico Ryans, your DC, and the fact that you get to plug into and him having played the same position, similar position, Fred?
Sure. Yeah, he's the best. He's the best. And I don't just say that just because obviously he's my coach. I know what greatness looks like, and he exudes that every day. You know, not only just as a coach, but just as a person. He did so as a player too. You know, just the leadership ability, the teachability that he possesses, and you know, continuing to want to get better as a coach, and wanting this group to get better, and pushing us, and making sure that he's prepared every single day to make sure he gives us his best self. So I know he's going to come in ready to go as well.
Man, what was it like in that NFC Championship game last year? Man, I mean, for this franchise to go into that building and be able to maybe own it for the rest of your playing days, right? And then play for the Super Bowl in that building. I mean, to do that to the Rams and the opportunity that was there, I'm wondering when you look back on it, what you think of Fred Warner for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very crazy season, to say the least. You know, the way that it kind of went, the ups and downs, and the fact that we even made it to that game after some of those adversities that we hit throughout the season. And I mean, you talk about that Week 17 game, being there trying to beat the Rams and pulling that off somehow, being down at half, and you know, going into Green Bay and beating them, being the MVP. You know, it was a crazy season. We had the opportunity, you know, right there to kind of to make it happen, and we didn't capitalize on that opportunity in that game. And you know, the Rams went on and they won the Super Bowl. You know, just as they should. They're a very good football team. And so I think going into this season, that's for sure going to rest with us. That feeling that we had in that NFC Championship game, knowing that we want to get back to that game and win it, you know, so we can have another opportunity at winning a championship.
And then, you know, to go into Dallas and do what you did in that postseason run, Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys coach, said afterwards that the Cowboys were nervous to start the game. Did you sense that from your side of the football, Fred?
I don't know if we sensed that. I think that was another hard fought game. You know, one I should have mentioned, but I wouldn't have said that. I thought they were nervous. I know it was, you know, a young team, a lot of young superstars on that team who hadn't been in playoff experience probably. You know, a lot of us on our team, we had been there and we knew the situation and how the game should go. And so, I think it was just a hard fought game between two good teams.
Fred Warner here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before I let you go, week one, you're at Chicago. Five's breaking the huddle, right? I'm always assuming that because I do love Trey Lance. Five's breaking the huddle. offensively, you're getting that ready to come out there. Let's just say, right, you win the toss and coach says, we'll take the ball. Puts the offense out there first. You're standing there maybe getting ready to get out there. Five breaks the huddle. Does 19 break the huddle with five? What do you think? What's your two cents on that right now, Fred? What do you think? I'm putting it out there.
You're good. Hey, you're good, man. You're good.
I appreciate that.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Is yes, we always defer. So the defense is for sure going to be out there first.
Okay, so then you
That's not a realistic look. Right?
Okay, so then let's walk through it then. So you win the toss, you defer. You defer, you get out there, you show Justin Fields that 2022 is exactly the way that 2021 went for him. Okay,
I'm buttering you up,
obviously, to get the answer to the question.
Now we love it. Okay, now we're getting
You're feeling good. You're 3-and-outing, okay? You 3-and-out, you get some good field position for 5. 5 breaks the huddle. Does 19 break the huddle? With him, what do you think?
Man, I sure hope so. I sure hope so, man. He's one of the best football players in the NFL. So, I sure hope so. He's out there.
I got to be honest with you. I couldn't have been more stunned about whatever the heck started happening. I have no idea where it is right now. I couldn't have been more stunned because he is such an identity maker for your team. You're one of them. Fred Warner, Kittle's another, obviously. Debo is another. Bosa could, you know, I could go on and on because there's so many dynamic players on your team. He's one of them, and he's so identified with the way that you play and the way that you hit and the way that you you make business decisions occur for your opponent so often. Did you have any sense that things might be not going copacetic with him and the team at all, Fred?
Yeah, I mean, I think when each player that goes through that process, you know, from a teammate's perspective, and knowing that I've been through that process as well, you know, you got to let that guy go through it, you know, however it may go. You know, I know there's been ups and downs, and that's another part of it that a lot of people don't see. Like, you see the games on Sundays and things like that, but this is kind of just another part of that process, and Debo's going through that with the guys who are in charge of that on the team, you know. And so I know there's a lot of time left, and Debo, the thing I can say about Debo is he's an amazing player as well as a teammate. You know, that's my guy. And so I know he'll get whatever he deserves. And, you know, I know in good time that things will work themselves out.
Do you talk to him about that sort of stuff? Like, when was the last time you chatted, connected with him, Fred?
Yeah, I mean, I've let him handle that process.
Right.
And so I saw him at OTAs, and he was looking great, you know, in great spirits too. So it was good to see him back and be back with his teammates. And you know, everybody understands that part of it, right? You know, it's just part of how it goes. And so letting him handle that process as he may.
Fred, I appreciate the time. What are you doing between now and training camp? Did you travel? What did you do? Anything this summer at all?
Yeah, I just got married.
Hey!
You know, got married a couple weeks back, yeah.
Mazel tov. When did you get married? When did that happen?
Yeah, it was June 25th.
Oh.
Yeah, we got married in San Diego.
Okay.
And then we went on our honeymoon to Bora Bora for a couple of days.
And then right back
to work, man, yeah.
You went swimming with turtles? Swimming a little manatee? little manatee snorkeling? Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah. The whole nine.
Wow. Okay. A Bora Bora honeymoon. Okay.
Right.
And now what are you just filling out the honey-do list between now and training camp? Is that basically what it is?
Right. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
How long have you been with your wife now? Is it a long time, or is this?
Yeah, we've been over 2 years.
Okay.
Over 2 years, yeah. So now we're 2 weeks into being married, I think. A little over 2 weeks probably, but
wow. Okay.
Counting.
Very good. Congratulations, Fred. You've had a heck of an offseason. What an offseason.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Terrific. Well, let's stay in touch throughout the playing season. I always do enjoy our chats. You're always, straightforward with me, and I always appreciate that immensely. Thank you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Rick. Thanks. I appreciate it.
You got it. That's Fred Warner of the San Francisco 49ers. Trey Lance's San Francisco 49ers. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's Fred Warner's team. It's Kittle's team. Man, I got to get Debo. We got to get Debo back in there. Mm-hmm. We got to get Debo back in there. We got to get 19 back in there.
What do we got? We got 7:26, the Niners open. You think Debo shows?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like TJ Watt?
Is he holding in? If he holds in, I don't care.
Hold in?
I want him holding in.
Yeah.
If I'm a 49er fan right now, I want Debo. You show up, you hold in. And then whatever the money is, you got to give it to him. The problem is you can't move the 49ers to the East Coast. If that's the issue, I'm serious, man. If that is the issue,
get it.
If that is in fact the issue that he's doesn't want to play over there, and anybody can sit there and go, well, come on, Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Why would he do that? Devontae Adams left Aaron Rodgers. He wanted to go be closer to the West Coast, and he wanted to play with Derek Carr. That is something the two of these guys have apparently been talking about for a while. Remember we had David on? And he's like, they've been talking about it for years? And this is they tried it before, the it being Devontae winding up where Derek is? Because clearly Derek wasn't going to wind up where Devontae was. So if it is something that is irreconcilable, which is where San Francisco and Santa Clara is located, that's an irreconcilable difference. You can't fix that. To make Debo happy, Jed York's not going to call up David Tepper and say, hey, you want to swap spots? You know?
Has that ever happened before?
I don't think so.
Two teams.
I don't know.
I mean, we've seen players trade families. I don't know about franchises swap locations. Yeah,
right, the old baseball story, right, where they swap wives even?
I'm willing to bet that has happened at some point. Maybe not major leagues, but at some point,
yeah,
two owners just
went. Just like, let's just
I'll take your market, you take mine, and that probably happened.
You know?
By the way, hey, Olbermann probably would know that off the top of his head. You know?
All right, FaceTime Keith.
No. So that's if as long as that's not the issue, this is going to get handled.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
as long because if it truly is dollars and cents, we're going to figure that out. If it is him telling Shanahan, I don't want to run it a million times.
Yeah, I don't want 200 carries.
That might be irreconcilable.
Yeah, because especially if Kyle's like, look, this gives us the best chance to win. And he's like, I don't want to wear and tear my body.
And the coach can't sit there in the middle of the fourth quarter of week 12 going, what's his pitch count? What's his run count?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's at 48 carries in the last 3 weeks.
It's not like baseball where they're going to yank Blake Snell in the middle of a World Series because of his pitch count.
Or Kershaw with a perfect game
right,
going.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not the way it works in the NFL. A head coach doesn't want that reins or need those reins. If those two things are not the issue, if it's dollars and cents, and it sounds like that with Fred Warner, with Fred saying when, you know, I've been through it, other guys go through it, you just let them go through it. They have to go through it. The it is, I want this. You don't want to give it to me. I want out.
Right.
And
the answer to all your problems is money.
It's more.
Is money. More money.
For the lack of, you know, greed for the lack of a better word is good. So, yeah. Short answer, if I'm a Niner fan, I want him holding in. That's fine. And then show up week one and then just torch the hell out of Soldier Field.
That might have a dome at some point. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't see that. What, because they'll move and they'll have a dome? Could you imagine? The Bears move out of Chicago to to somewhere in Chicagoland and put a dome over the top like they're the Vikings. Oh, my God. That would not go over well in Chicago.
Yeah. So then the Soldier Field people are like, well, we'll just put a dome on Soldier Field and you can stay here.
Just don't call it AccraShare, apparently. And then then the Niners are home for Seattle at Denver. Oh, wow. The Monday nighter, home for the Rams week 4. That's going to be a dynamite first month. Dynamite first month on the road in Chicago, home for Seattle. Where, you know, it ain't going to be Baker Mayfield now, as you know. And could it be Jimmy G? Could it be James G? Who knows? At Denver, just because they can't quit Russell, nor he them. And then home for the world champs on Monday Night Football. What a dynamite first month of the season for a team that finished up as one of the most intriguing teams of all of 2021. Let us take a break. Oof. When we come back on this program, I will hit on the Baker Mayfield acquisition by Carolina. What that means, my 2 cents on that. And, you know, if you want to have a phone call, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this July Back to Work Monday. When you're building a dream team, folks, great scouts can help you find the future MVPs first. To hire great talent faster, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. And one of the things I love about using Indeed is it makes hiring all in one place so easy. No job site takes care of you quite like Indeed. And this is the way they take care of you, doing something no other job site has done. Now with Indeed, businesses only pay for quality applications matching the sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/richpodcast to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/richpodcast. Indeed.com/richpodcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. So, biggest NFL story while I was away in Italy. It hit the old wire.
Oh, is that where you were?
That's where I was.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that, by the way. That was him.
Understood.
What?
No, we're going to get into this at some point.
That's
today.
The only thing I've said. Period.
We're going to get. You've hardly said a word today.
Well, I mean, people don't want to hear from me today.
That's
you've
untrue.
Been gone for a while.
That's not true. What are you talking about?
Nobody.
Rich. How many people say how much they love you on this program? I get that more than anybody else here.
Well, I've been around.
No.
You know, but okay. I'm just saying. No, well, I mean, you've been gone 2 weeks.
In the very beginning, I used to get that about you guys.
So we're old now?
Now the moment's
about me.
The disrespect.
We're
hashtag
the energy is shifting.
That's it. Now I'm going to start attacking the Instagram post.
The energy is shifting.
Am I supposed to not root for my team?
Hashtag the energy is shifting.
I don't understand.
The energy is shifting.
Because when it's all over, you're going to be in the same place as my team, ringless.
Oh, is that right? In the baseball season we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
I don't know that.
So, at any rate, Baker Mayfield is now a Carolina Panther.
Man.
And wildly, he is now in a quarterback competition with the quarterback chosen after him.
That's so weird.
In the NFL draft.
That's so weird.
A quarterback. I mean, the night in Dallas, Texas, when the Browns chose Baker Mayfield first.
I still can't.
And the Jets, who had traded up into the third spot of that draft, choose Sam Darnold. Okay. If you'd come up and told me that the two of them would be in the same quarterback room to start the 2022 season in Carolina, I would have told you, you're crazy. I'll have what you're having.
Yeah, nobody would believe that.
And yet here we are. And remarkably, the first team that the Carolina Panthers are facing this year are the Cleveland Browns. And in Carolina. And how about this? Last year, Sam Darnold's first start, week one at home against his former team. So it's a new tradition in Carolina. They're going to get somebody, and they're going to wind up starting against the former team.
I love it. That's great.
Because it's entirely possible neither of these quarterbacks start the 2023 season for the Carolina Panthers.
Exactly.
That's the crazy part about this trade. It's just exactly. Like we're just trying to go with the flow. Carolina Panthers, we're going with the flow. That's what they're doing. They're going with the flow, and the flow is, we're trying to catch fire. We're trying to catch fire. We're going with the flow. These aren't you know, mantras that you usually have.
So they're going to
for
take
a season
down,
for a team.
Keep pounding from the wall and put up, just going with the flow.
Going with the keep pounding's out.
Out. Go,
trying
go
to catch fire is one. Going with the flow is the other. Because what are the way you're going to. They say it's a quarterback competition now. It's a quarterback competition now, just like it was, I guess, in the Cleveland Browns draft room in 2018. Okay?
Right.
And the Browns chose Baker and left Sam Darnold for the Jets, and now they're both on the same team, and it is wild, and who the hell knows? I would proffer to say, obviously, you'd say Darnold has a step up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, Darnold's got to step up because he's been in the offense for more than a year, yeah. But it's a new offense. It's Ben McAdoo. Okay, let me talk about this. If you had told me in 2018 that Darnold and
Baker would be in the same quarterback room, and one of the guys who gets to decide who starts is Ben McAdoo.
Do you have the
I don't have his call
sheet
anymore,
over there somewhere?
The big diner card? Yeah. No, I don't have that anymore. Somewhere in our studio. I mean, just the ultimate of you never know. And Baker actually coughed up money to get the hell out of Cleveland. No surprise there. And the Browns get a fifth round pick. This is the thing that stopped me. In the 2024 draft. Not next year. Not next year. Oh, no. Oh, no, Cleveland fans. You will not realize the rewards until the 2024 draft. And that fifth rounder could eventually become a fourth rounder. You got 2 years to figure it out.
What if?
What? Oh, you've got a what if?
What if in 18 the Browns just picked Josh Allen?
Now that's the whole point.
But this is playing the result. I hate this.
No,
yeah, but
it is what it is.
No.
Well,
you hate a lot.
Because no, here's the thing. His point is that Josh Allen might not have had the right spot in Cleveland. Cleveland might not have been the right spot.
Josh Allen
for
could
him.
Be out of the league if he went to Cleveland.
But when you got a 6'5" quarterback that throw the ball 100 yards in the air and runs a 4.440,
here's what I'm saying. Because trust me, if I'm a Jet fan, I wish they had taken Josh Allen, but, you know, Adam Gase might not have been the proper guy for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That there's timing, there's organizations, there's coaches, it's all got to work out. So, but the reason why I'm pointing out that Josh Allen is a name to mention here, and certainly, you know, Lamar Jackson as well, is that while that's happening in Carolina, you may see an AFC championship game between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
For sure.
Right?
We could.
And so I can't, but like you always say you have to wait 5 years to figure out what a draft is. This one
was over in three, really.
But which one of these guys is going to get the opportunity in Carolina and what will they do with it? And so it is just one of the most fascinating quarterback drafts you can imagine, okay, where Josh Rosen, bless him, where is he now? Is he?
I think he's still in Atlanta.
Okay, so he's sitting there waiting for an opportunity to drop in his lap. The top two quarterbacks taken in the draft are sitting in the same quarterback draft room in Carolina. And whoever gets the opportunity to start can grab the bull by the horns and stay and get a nice contract to stay. And the other one is going to have to find a new spot somewhere else. I mean, that's a huge quarterback competition that's about to unfold in Carolina. Who's going to get that opportunity? Because you can make the most of it if Christian McCaffrey stays healthy. And the other one from that draft, who knows, could wind up just like Josh Rosen. Fact. Both of them could, too. Both of them could be backup quarterbacks entering 2023 as well. Or, on the flip side, you've got Lamar Jackson, who enters 2022 as the biggest shrug emoji quarterback. Normally, that's a phrase I use to say, you never know what's going to happen with this guy. The shrug is like, how the hell is he unsigned? I have no idea what's going on there. The only one who's as surefire as they come in this whole conversation is Josh Allen, who could be the MVP by the end of this year. Unbelievable. As for the Carolina situation, I'm assuming Baker gets the gig. Well, they're going to have him sit there week one after they make this acquisition and let Sam Darnold have at it against the Cleveland Browns? Got it. Okay.
I have no idea.
Dude, you get Baker Mayfield in that spot and two young alpha males going at it. God bless the quarterback coach and McAdoo and Matt Rhule. What a situation that is. I've never heard of anything quite like it. And I'm assuming Mayfield gets that gig. Just to say that you've seen what you got out of Sam Darnold last year, unless Mayfield totally craps the bed in preseason, What are you going to just have Baker hold a clipboard week one? Welcome to the team. That's your former team. We're not even going to. We'll just use you to say, what do you think Stefanski's going to run? I mean, like, that's what you're going to use. You're going to be the scout quarterback that week to try and figure out how Jacoby Brissett might work the offense. We're going to pick your brain, Baker, while we send Sam Darnold out there. The only way that they. I can't imagine that happens.
Not ideal.
I can't imagine that. And the only way that Darnold does go out there is if Mayfield totally craps the bed. Darnold is so terrific that there would be a problem in the locker room if they hand Baker Mayfield the gig. I mean, you can't make decisions based on who your week one opponent is. Yeah, you can. And on top of all of it, you make this deal because you don't know if Darnold's the guy. You want competition in a way, so you got to see what the other guy's going to do. When it all comes down to it, though, for Baker, I wish he got sent to Seattle. What a better situation that would have been for him. I think it would have been a better situation. You could sit here and say, Carolina's a better team than Seattle, Rich. Sure, you can say that about the roster. But anytime you think Pete Carroll and the Seahawks have nothing, they find something. They got, you know, I mean, and.
But what if that's Drew Locke?
I just think Baker's a better quarterback than that guy.
I mean,
I think Baker's a better quarterback than Sam Darnold as well. And I think Baker's going to win that job. And I think the Panthers would be nuts to go acquire him and start Darnold against his former team. And then what, then you turn to Baker, what, week three, week four, now we need you? I don't know. I saw that and I thought to myself, like I said, it's going to be Baker's gig. You could say quarterback competition all you want. And, man, I wish he'd gone to Seattle. Those are my two cents on that subject. As for how Baker's going to do there, I mean, it's really on coaching and the scheme and whether McCaffrey's going to be healthy. And Baker's going to be healthy. I hope he can be. It's going to be fun. Baker and Tom Brady twice a year.
Good luck.
Right? Baker and how about that? Baker, when Baker plays Winston, it's two first overall quarterbacks who did Winston even last 4 years with the Bucs?
I think he was exactly
just
four,
exactly there, right?
Yeah.
Wow, man. Same thing. And then you still cannot tell the story of the draft. Of 2018 draft.
He did five.
Yeah.
James,
you can't tell the story of the 2018 draft yet. You got to see what happens in Carolina first. What a huge quarterback competition if it really is one. But I just, again, just to repeat, can't imagine. You acquire Baker Mayfield. You bring him in, and you still go with the guy that you thought so highly of that you had to bring Baker Mayfield in and start him against the team that Baker has all the incentive to go whip. And yeah, you make your decision based on week one. You go 1-0 in the NFL. Certainly when you're Carolina. By the way, here, it's just revenge tour.
Well, they were 3-0 last year.
Dude, revenge tour. This is what you do. You start, if you get Carolina, you look at their schedule. Carolina, you start Baker against Cleveland. And then send Ben McAdoo's offense at the Giants.
McAdoo revenge.
McAdoo revenge tour. 2022. Make t-shirts up right now. And then Baker versus Winston. Baker versus. Dude, you're going to let your team go take on Kyler Murray with Sam Darnold. Really? Really?
What if he's better?
Really?
What if he's better?
That's the other thing, right? They have a competition in the same way.
I got it.
I mean, I get it.
I got it.
I think it's just going to be a bad year. Look at that schedule. It's going to be a really bad year.
Schedule looks tough, too. Again, I don't want to go into that business of schedule looks terrible because anybody last year who said, oh, we've got Cincinnati in December, we've got a maid in the shade until December hit.
Yo, but there's no, I mean,
I hear you. I hear you. I don't know.
Different teams.
Baker catches fire. Again, that's what it's about. We can catch fire and go with the flow. 2022 Carolina Panthers.
Baker is your third son.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I do like him.
I know you do.
I like him.
I know.
Maybe it's because I don't have to live with him. I'm not with him.
I like his boxy, but
And again, if you're Carolina, you saw, like, why go get him? If you love Darnold so much, why go get him?
It's weird.
If you love Sam Darnold so much, why go get him?
Here's why. The coach is coaching for his job, right?
Right.
So he's looking to get anything that'll get him W's. Because if he doesn't get 9 of them, he's done. So you need to scratch together a 9-7 season.
Yes.
And so who
9-8.
Who would, whatever. Right. Whoever it takes.
Yes.
You know, so if it's Sam Darnold, if it's Baker Mayfield, if it's whoever, you got to do it. So you're just kind of grasping at straws at this point.
But what if it costs you a 2024 fifth becoming a fourth? Right?
Right.
I'm making your point for you.
Thank you.
2024.
No sense.
What the hell's happening? What the hell going on?
You know what I mean?
All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Overreaction Monday, still to come here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. So that's how we're rolling here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So there is something I want to tell you about right here. Let me see. Get the paperwork done right. NetSuite. Let's talk about NetSuite right here.
Let's do it.
Let's just say at some point yesterday, big putt, right? And all of a sudden, Cam Smith's hat fell in front of his
eyes. Oh, jeez.
Poor visibility. It's terrible.
That's terrible.
It may be, just maybe, that's the way you're relying on your business. Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that gives you the full picture of your business. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need all in one place. You can automate your manual processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite is a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/richradio. Make sure you go to netsuite.com/richradio and throw in the Rich Radio for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/richradio. Be sure to include that Rich Radio. We'd appreciate that. So maybe you can help with this, TJ.
I can do my best.
As you know, here in Los Angeles, California, Lakers fans lost their minds.
Lakers.
Am I referring to what happened with the Lakers season? No, I'm not referring to that. Am I referring to Russell Westbrook being on the hook for 40-something million bucks? No, I'm not. I'm not referring to that. Am I referring to the Warriors doing what they did? Lakers fans freaking out about that? No. I'm referring to the fact that the Lakers announced that Staples Center is becoming crypto.com.
Mm-hmm.
And people around here thought that their entire Laker fandom
was wiped out.
All those amazing Kobe Shaq years. Every shot Robert Horry made.
Gone.
That comeback against the Blazers for the ages, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The Kobe to Shaq hoop.
Over. Phil Jackson. To use the phrase like, the the Godfather, like it never existed.
Like Severance, just
see poof, it. Gone. AI. Yes, right. Like Severance.
Yeah, gone.
AI stepping over Luke. That was different. That was different.
No, I'm just saying all the moments gone. Steeler fans have lost their minds.
Yes.
Now look, I understand that Heinz Field and that Heinz Ketchup. That's a local mm-hmm. business. And when they built their new stadium right on the confluence, that Heinz had a deal with the Steelers that made sense. It's a local product, a local business, putting their name, but it was a 20-year deal.
Yeah.
Amazing. 2001. It's the deal's up.
Right, for about like $40-something million dollars.
Well, here's the deal. The Heinz in the 20-year deal, they paid $57 million. They even branded much money they gave.
Well done.
57, you know?
Well done.
Varieties of millions. And so it's $2.8.5 million a year. So the Steelers, they're open for business. It's understandable, right? You got to have business is business. So they struck a deal with Acrisure.
What? God bless you.
They struck a deal with AcroSure.
Worcestershire?
And it's a company based out of Michigan, state of Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah. And they said, they told the Steelers, you know what we've got for you? We've got $150 to $300 million.
Oh,
wait a second.
Heinz what?
And thus today.
Heinz who?
The ketchup bottles, the famed ketchup bottles. The famed ketchup bottles in Pittsburgh, PA, being removed. And this video from that we're seeing on Twitter that's going to be all over Pittsburgh fan pages and all over the news. It's like the Steeler fans are having their hearts ripped out. It's like Bettis never won going off into the sunset. It's like Santonio Holmes never toe-tapped the end zone.
It's like Roethlisberger didn't make that tackle when he spun around and against
like,
the Colts.
It's like Tomlin isn't one of the best coaches in the history of their franchise. It's like it's as if they can't even figure out which way is up anymore as a Steeler fan. And all I will say is this. I understand it's emotional that this is a...
How big is that ketchup bottle?
It's huge.
30 feet?
Oh, no, it's gigantic. It's big. There's two of them.
And Del Tufo's asking the same question as my 13-year-old Xander and my 11-year-old coach. Is there actually ketchup in there?
Your kids love ketchup so much.
Oh, my God. Taylor, not so much, which is great.
Yeah, good for her.
Good for her. I will just say this. I just want to say this to my Steeler fan friends out there. Because you know I have your best interest in mind all the time.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to pull a Coach Dale here.
Oh. Ooh.
And just measure the rim to the floor.
Shit would get in the ball.
Measure the rim to the floor. Measure, let's just use that, I guess. Measure the sideline to sideline. Right? Measure the top of the stadium to the lower part of the stadium. Measure it all out.
Because the bottle's leaving.
It's the same stadium. It's the same field. It's the same stadium. It's the same building. The memories still happened. You still have Heinz Ward. Okay? And half the people around the world thought you named the building after Heinz Ward until they saw the spelling and had a bottle of ketchup.
It's not AcroSure Ward. He didn't change his name.
It's not AcroSure Ward. It's the same building, folks. And all the memories that you had in the old state, that one I understand. They took a wrecking ball to that place.
Yeah, Three Rivers.
They blew it up. It's still the same stadium.
Yeah, but it's harder to say now.
AcroSure, that's the issue,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you're a Pittsburgher. You're like, hey, I'm going to go down to Heinz Field in that. And now what are you going to say? I'm going to go down to AcroSure in that? Like, AcroSure?
It's too many syllables for Pittsburgh fans.
No.
I get
it. Trying to say that.
No.
AcroSure in that.
Well, the Annette's gone.
Right. It like the blew Tito's. Up Heinz Field. Like, the place where all the memories happened and Franco made the catch.
No, that's Three Rivers.
Exactly. Three Rivers. They blew it up.
Exactly.
It's gone.
I used to work at Three Rivers.
And here's the problem. It was amazing.
And I understand the problem is, again, that Heinz is a local business. Mm-hmm. And you also know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay? You could put a ketchup bottle up there.
Yep.
You put a ketchup bottle up there. We all know what Heinz is.
You pour the ketchup out.
We all know.
And by the way, just quick tip. When you open a new bottle of Heinz, just you tap the 57 with the base of your hand. Ooh. It comes flowing out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Shake it. You pound the bottom.
The 57 on the side. Like tap, tap. And the ketchup comes out. It's just a public. It's a public service. I keep providing public services.
I thought more people knew. They don't know.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem is that you can ask, like, what's AcroSure? Who are they? Okay, again.
Can we guess?
Because I don't know. Here it is. The problem is that when you go to their website and they tell you who they are, you still don't know.
AcroSure sounds like something you drink for bubble guts.
No, it does sound like the company in Severance.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is their description. A global fintech leader.
What's fintech?
I think financial and
technology. Finnish technology, bro. What are you talking about?
AcroSure. You tell me if you know what they are after I'm about to tell you. AcroSure provides customers with intelligence-driven financial services solutions for insurance, reinsurance, real estate services, cyber services, and asset and wealth management.
That's made up. None of that is real.
No, they take care of your wealth. You're
go to Google. What kind of company is AcroSure?
Oh.
AcroSure LLC provides insurance services. The company offers claims department, life and health insurance programs, estate planning, property and casualty, employee benefits, commercial and personal insurance
services. Yeah, they watch your money. I get it.
It's not like a bottle of ketchup where you're like, I know what that does. I get it.
You put it on stuff.
Yes.
Eat it.
And, yes.
You eat it.
And you can have an argument whether you're a freak or not because, yeah, I put it on a hot dog. Back off.
Yes, I do too, Rich.
All right? And I know I'm opening a whole other can of worms.
I do too.
I can't put no Acrisure on a hot dog.
You can't.
No. You can ensure after you eat the hot dog.
Can you put Acrisure on a hot dog?
You can't. So you look at a ketchup bottle like, oh, I don't know what that is. I don't know where the company is. It's a state. It's somebody from Michigan coming in with their reinsurance services. But the bottom line is, they're not taking the banners down. Pittsburgh friends, just a ketchup bottle.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.